Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tell me a secret, tell me a lie, tell me.
All right, great. Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That's from the Innocent Age album. I encourage you to check it out. It's a beautiful album, double album. I've owned it for a long time, all the different versions. And those songs still continue to ring true. He's a great songwriter, and we miss him. I'm Jim Blasingame. I think I said that. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's just you and me. I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about some of the things that are going on in corporate America these days. I spent the last segment talking about Wall Street and corporate America to some degree. And I don't want to sound like I'm bashing corporate America as a group, because there are some wonderful companies out there doing wonderful things for customers, for their people. But there are also some bad actors out there, and United Airlines is one of them. United Airlines is a horrible airline. I don't know if you know that or not, but United Airlines has always been the worst airline, in my opinion, of all of them. I fly a lot. No airline has lost my bags, messed me up in my schedule, basically cost me 2 days of a European vacation because they couldn't get me to Europe properly. And you can say, okay, well, that's just you, Jim, but you saw what happened in the news yesterday, right? United Airlines overbooked in Chicago, and they literally had the airport police drag a doctor off of the airplane, bloodied him up. I hope you've seen this. Well, let me tell you about what causes all that. They overbooked, right? That's what they said. And they're allowed to do that. But let me give you an example of why that's happened. It's 100% pure, unadulterated greed. And part of it was it happened because of the consolidation that happened recently in the airline industry. American Airlines became part of US Air, or vice versa. US Air became part of American Airlines, and Continental became part of United. When that happened, when Continental became part of United, I said then that was not going to be good. Continental had just gotten to the point where they were a really good airline. They were doing good service, they were on time, and they were offering plenty of flights, and the flights were pretty full. So there's one route that I take a lot to Houston, and it's a nonstop flight to Houston. And when Continental had that, they had that for years and were able to stay in business, running five times a day to nonstop to Houston, five flights a day round trip to Houston, nonstop, and they were successful with it. Well, United. Basically, Continental merged with United, and I said then, this nothing good will come from this. And sure enough, those five flights now became three flights. If you wonder why there's so many more overbookings, it's because these airlines are cutting down on their number of flights. You've probably seen this, and you can say, well, okay, did we get a price break? No, the prices have gone up. Seat space, right? There's not enough room for your backside in the seat in a lot of these places. Not enough leg room. I'm not a tall person. I'm an average height person. I don't know how a 6'2" or 6'3" person sits in these seats. I can barely get in them with my legs. And so this is because of consolidation. It was allowed to happen. In my opinion, the airline consolidation is one of the worst things that happened. Customers have been harmed seriously, significantly, because of the consolidation of the airline industry. Especially when a horrible airline like United acquires a pretty good airline like Continental, the horrible part stays. So, I don't know exactly what happened. But here's why I think it was because of the consolidation. They overbooked the flights because they didn't have enough flights, right? I bet you $100 that if you go back and find out that route that they were taking, I bet you 5 years ago there were more flights. 3 years ago there were more flights than there are today. But they cut the number of flights. That means they still have plenty of flyers, right? Plenty of passengers. So they overbook. And then because of their bad management, then they make the inconvenience the customers. Now I understand that one of the reasons why they couldn't even get people to take the ticket to get off the plane for $800 was because you couldn't leave Chicago to fly back to that other airport for 24 hours. Why is that? Because I bet you anything, they canceled the other flights that used to take you more often. There was a time when you could take the money and just be inconvenienced 2 or 3 hours. Now it was 24 hours in their case. And yet they drug a man off that airplane. Well, I'm going to tell you something, folks. They would have had to drag me off. And I'll tell you what else. If you were behind me and they were going to drag you off, I'd be getting a couple of other big guys and I'd be standing up in front of you. If they were going to drag you off, I'd be standing up and say, you're going to have to take all of us. I would resist that. I would refuse to be taken off. I would resist. They would not drag me off. And we've all got to stand up to these people, folks. This is bad business. And if I understand, the CEO is not even apologizing for this. He's defending what happened. Corporate America needs to be put on notice that we don't allow this kind of stuff. We're customers. This is America. That kind of business is horrible. Should not be allowed to stand. We have to stand up for ourselves. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.